It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
I'd like to share a story with you. This guy, Mark, a successful attorney and family man in his 40s, has been thinking a lot about planning for his future. You know, the stock market doesn't thrill him, and, you know, he's looking for other, more reliable investment methods that will support him and his family for the long haul. Mark's brother-in-law, he's had some success in investing in real estate, and he now owns several cash-flowing properties. And he'd like to get his hands on a few of those, but the only problem is he believes most of his assets are tied up, and he doesn't have access to, you know, a pile of cash that he thinks he needs to purchase a property. Well, what can he do? You know, Mark really believes in the power of controlling cash-flowing properties, and he's a resourceful guy, so he starts looking around at other assets he might be able to convert into a down payment. You know, he recalls the gold that his uncle had gifted him several years ago as a rainy day resource and thinks, that gold is just, you know, it's just sitting there. It's doing me and my family absolutely no good sitting there in that safety deposit box. And I know it's worth quite a bit. So Mark, he decides to cash it in. He then recalls the boat that's been in dry dock and hasn't seen the water in over a year. He talks with his wife about selling it. She's more than happy to get rid of a toy they don't use, not to mention the storage fees that to keep it. Now, Mark has enough cash to use as both a down payment on a property and to roll into an incidental account for property management. Seeing as he and his wife both work steady jobs, the bank finances the rest. They are now the owners of a cash-flowing property and on the path to creating wealth. You know, you likely have more assets at your disposal than you think you do. You've just got to get creative about how you're going to leverage them. Most people hesitate to liquidate assets like gold because they're saving it for an quote-unquote emergency. But what they don't realize is that that frozen asset holds the power of freedom if used to the right end. Start looking at the unutilized assets you have at hand. Specifically, identify and move your low-yield assets into high-yield assets. I'm Matt Terrio, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.